Hi friends, welcome back to Queencast. It has been a minute since I've done a solo episode. I'm so excited to be back. Well, quote unquote back. I don't even know what that means. Back in your ears, I suppose. Today we're going to be talking about holiday eating. So I know the holidays are a really interesting time for those of you like myself who have a history of disordered eating. You're currently going through, you know, some issues with food in your body. It can just really create a lot of triggers and emotions and sort of resurface old shit that, you know, may have been stuffed to the back of your mind. So, if you're currently going through that, I am with you. I feel you. I know how difficult it can be to navigate lots of situations that sort of pop up during the holidays. And for me personally, you know, just going home is really triggering. So I live in San Diego currently. My parents are also here and, you know, I go by their house pretty frequently. But when I first moved back and I hadn't, you know, been back in the childhood home that I grew up in, where a lot of these issues sort of created themselves and presented themselves, it just brought me right back to where I was, which was a crazy experience. You know, standing in my parents' kitchen and suddenly having flashbacks of when I would binge eat pretty much everything in their pantry, eat off-limit foods out of the trash after everyone had gone to bed. I mean, just terrible stuff. Make myself, you know, try to make myself throw up in their guest bathroom. Like, just memories that I never really wanted to think about again sort of bubbled back up to the surface after, you know, I was in their house again. So if that's also you, you know, maybe you're going home and obviously things are a little different with the pandemic. I know people aren't traveling as much for the holidays, but if you are going home, kind of going back into those old environments, I really want to take the time on this podcast to just share some tips that I've learned along the way that have been really helpful in navigating those things and just navigating the holiday food scene in general. So let's just dive right into it, shall we? So first things first, I think this is like the most important thing that I want to get across is that this concept of the holidays. So like zooming out for a second, right? No matter what you celebrate, if you're Jewish, if you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa, you know, any other holidays during this time, I think there's this concept that the media and, you know, the diet industry has sort of scared us into believing that, you know, quote unquote, the holidays, like it's this 6 month long, you know, journey where we're eating like 10,000 calories a day, you know, for 6 months straight. And in reality, just kind of zooming out, you know, let's take a look at what the holidays really are. So for me personally, you know, I celebrate Christmas, I celebrate Thanksgiving. Those are 2 days out of, you know, I guess, what do people even consider the holidays? After Halloween? I don't know. But, you know, just 2 24-hour periods in like a 3 month span from, you know, October to the end of December, October, November, December. Yeah, I guess that's 3 months. It's early when I'm recording. Okay, so 2 days, 48 hours, in 3 months. I mean, I don't know about you, but that is really not enough time to make you gain, you know, quote unquote, 100 pounds or whatever people are scaring you into believing is going to happen to you over the holidays. So I get it that, you know, there are Friendsgivings and there are Christmas parties and, you know, other holiday parties happening around that time. I know things are, again, different with quarantine. There's not going to be as many large gatherings, which, you know, the introvert in me is just really thrilled about, to be honest with you. If you're like me and you're just lit up whenever any holiday party is canceled, I mean, this is our year, friends. This is our year. So going back to my point, you know, it's only a couple days out of this 3 month span that is considered quote unquote the holidays. And for so long, I was terrified. Like, you know, September was coming to an end. October was starting to, you know, approach. Maybe, you know, the pumpkin spice lattes were coming out from Starbucks. And suddenly I'm like, oh no, you know, just this pit in my stomach, the holidays are coming. And like my diet brain was like, oh no, there's going to be, you know, treats everywhere. I'm going to, you know, my willpower is going to go out the window and all this shit, right? And it's like, in reality, it's a couple days. And yes, there's some holiday parties here and there. But in reality, it's not going to make or break the way that you look, the way that you eat, on, you know, an ongoing basis. So I guess this is just my sort of like tough love reality check, to not be afraid of the holidays and really embrace them. And, you know, if you are going to be spending time with family or friends or, you know, loved ones, I really encourage you to just full on, just lean in, baby, like lean into those holidays. You know, for me, Thanksgiving this year, I had a lot of shit around Thanksgiving, a lot to really unpack emotionally. I think Thanksgiving for a lot of people is a really terrifying holiday when you've struggled with food, because it really is, you know, the main holiday that revolves around food. And so I get it. I mean, even for me who, you know, now I feel like I have an amazing relationship with food. And I mean, if you listen to my other episodes, it took quite a bit for me to get here. Wasn't overnight. But, you know, I really, as Thanksgiving was approaching, started feeling anxiety and like these old feelings creeping up. So, you know, it's not a matter of if I feel them or if I don't. I think you're, you know, depending on who you are, you might always sort of have those emotions come up. But now I just have the tools to really handle them. And so something I did was just made like a little pact with myself. And I was like, you know what, Allie? It's one meal. It is one dinner. No matter what happens, even if you have six full-on pies, you know, which realistically probably wouldn't happen. But number one, I want you to be present. I want you to enjoy the company you're with. Thanksgiving is more than just what is on your plate. It's about who you're with and making memories. And number two, it's one meal. Again, so don't beat yourself up. You know, be kind to yourself. Don't feel like you need to burn it off the next day. Like, I kind of just created this safe space for myself where I was like, no matter what happens at the end of the day, I'm going to love and honor my choices and I'm going to enjoy every second. There's going to be no shame or guilt, no matter if I, you know, eat protein and veggies, no matter if I eat five plates of stuffing and six full-on pies, right? And it was this really strong, it was like a pinky promise, you know, with myself. And it helped a lot, you know, going into it, it just really helped me sort of have a comfort blanket, almost like a security blanket that I was creating for myself of like, you know, this motherly love of like, no matter what you do, I will love you. And yeah, just a reminder for me to be present and be, I guess, with the people that, you know, I love and create those memories. Because again, you know, the holidays, quote unquote, the holidays, it's about making memories with people you love. It's not really about the food. And I know it can also be about the food. I mean, I'm a foodie. I love the food around the holidays, so I'm not discounting that, but it shouldn't be like the main reason, right? I think we have to just keep in mind, what do they say? The reason for the season. I think that's what they say. I don't know who they is, but I've heard that phrase and I kind of liked it. So moving on. All right, so we talked about quote unquote the holidays. We zoomed out. We realized the holidays really aren't the 6 month long binge extravaganza. Now let's zoom in a little bit. You are, you know, at Thanksgiving dinner. I know by the time this comes out, Thanksgiving has passed, but you're at Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe if you celebrate Christmas, you're at Christmas dinner. And there are certain situations when, you know, involving some family members that you haven't maybe seen in a while, or even if, you know, it's your nuclear family, your immediate family, certain comments, you know, maybe some food pushers are involved. And believe you me, I have had my fair share of food pushers. There are going to be people in this holiday season that you encounter, hopefully not, but perhaps, that are going to make comments about what you're eating. I know, wild. There will be your Aunt Franny who is going to say, "Oh, honey, that's all you're eating? No, no, no. Here, have some more, have some more." Then there's going to be your Uncle Charles. I don't like Charles. Anthony. No, no, no. Let's do Randy. Let's do Randy. Your Uncle Randy, who's going to be like, "I'm on keto and I have lost." I can't do a voice. "I'm on keto and I have lost 30 pounds in 3 days. I cannot believe you're eating that stuffing, Allie. Do you know how many carbs are in that stuffing?" And you're like, "Thank you for that delightful commentary, Randy. I was actually enjoying the shit out of this stuffing, sir." So as you can tell, I have had my fair share of judgmental Karens around the dinner table. They will judge you if you're eating too little, you're eating too much, the types of food you're eating, how quickly you're eating, how many seconds you're going for in thirds, you know, especially when it comes to family, I think there's just no filter, you know, they're just gonna word vomit all over you. So be ready for that. And I'm sure you are ready for that and maybe feeling a little anxiety around that, you know, like I do. So my tip, all that to say, my tip for that is do you, girlfriend and boyfriend, no matter who's listening to this, do you. It does not matter what the hell Randy says or anyone in your family for that matter. Just have your blinders on. Do you, stay in your lane. And remember that people's comments around what you're eating usually comes from their own insecurities. So, you know, maybe Randy's feeling insecure about the fact that he's doing keto during the holidays. And so, you know, maybe he really wants that stuffing and he's just pissed that he can't have it. So he's going to comment on the fact that you're just sitting there, you know, genuinely enjoying it. And maybe your Aunt Franny wants to push food on you because it's her love language and she doesn't really know how else to connect with you. You know, it's the way that she shows love and she wants to express herself and she really won't take deep personal offense. Let's hope not. You know, if you say no to that because it's just her way of communicating and showing love. And I think too, the more authentic on that topic, like the more authentic and just open, right? Communication's everything. The more open we can be with our family and say, you know, Aunt Franny, I really appreciate all of the work that you put into making this dish, but you know, I'm full. This is my eighth plate and I appreciate you offering me more and I love you. I love you so, so much, but I am about to throw up. I'm so full. So thank you though for offering again. So that is my tip on food pushers and food judgers and all of these exciting personalities that we encounter during the holidays. Next thing that comes up for me personally is how to deal with the day after, right? So maybe, you know, you have this extravagant meal, you eat lots of things that you typically don't eat. For me personally, I try to avoid gluten and dairy just because of my Hashimoto's. It flares it up pretty badly. Love both of those things. So, you know, nothing against them. If you can eat them, please eat them for me. But during the holidays, I kind of just throw that out the window, you know, especially if it's just one dinner. And again, I don't know why I'm obsessed with stuffing. It's just so good. But, you know, if there's the stuffing there made with Wonder Bread, lots of butter, I'm going to have that stuffing, to be honest with you. And I know that I'm going to feel pretty shitty the next couple days, but it's worth it to me. And so in the past, I would, you know, quote unquote, binge or overeat a lot during these meals. And then the next day would be this intense restriction. Either I would, you know, purge through over-exercising. So I would go on like a really intense run or, you know, do a really tough workout. I would also eat super clean. I would really restrict, you know, the types of foods I was eating and the quantity and just sort of like repenting for my sins, which is such a terrible way to look at it. Because again, remember, we really want to lean into the holidays. We want to enjoy every single second of the holidays because we're going to look back and we're not going to remember, you know, the times where we said no to the stuffing and chose the green beans instead. We're going to remember the deep belly laughs with, you know, Uncle Randy, who is honestly not my favorite person right now after this keto comment, but, you know, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He was three glasses of wine deep, which now that I think about it, I don't think is keto. So I digress. A little peek inside what it's like in my mind right now. You guys are just getting the true, authentic, filtered version. I'm not going to edit this out. I'm just going to roll with it. Anyways, where was I? Yes, restricting after multiple days of imbibing, indulging, whatever you want to call it. And I've been there. I have felt almost this crippling anxiety that started to build as my meal came to an end. I'm sure you felt that. So as you're wrapping up dinner, already sort of planning, okay, how am I going to make up for all of these calories that I just demolished the last couple hours? How am I going to repent for my sins, right? It's just the worst mindset. It is so terrible to think of it that way. It ruins it, doesn't it? Like it just ruins every little ounce of fun that you had the past, you know, day or two. enjoying that time with your family and friends. And so if you're currently in that cycle, like I feel you, again, I have so been there. There's nothing wrong with you, honestly, for being stuck in that cycle. I'm just saying it's like, it's just a shitty place to be. And so really tapping into your intuition, tapping into your body the next day. You know, oftentimes for me personally, after I eat a large meal the night before, I'm actually pretty hungry when I wake up. I think maybe my stomach was like stretched out or whatever. Don't quote me on that. Not sure if that's science, but it makes sense to me. And so like after Thanksgiving, I woke up the next morning and was kind of expecting not to be hungry because I, you know, truly went ham, pun intended, on the ham and everything else that we had. And I woke up the next morning and was actually pretty darn hungry. Like I could feel my stomach rumbling. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to honor that. Past years definitely would have ignored it. Past years would have probably forced myself to do like a fasted workout or whatever. And I had like a full breakfast and it just felt really nice. It felt nice to hear my body's hunger cues and honor them and not have any sort of emotional bullshit associated with it of like, well, I had a huge dinner last night, so I'm going to have green juice for breakfast this morning. It was nice to just not do that and not waste my headspace and energy thinking about that. And then what do you know? The rest of the day, I honestly wasn't that hungry. Yes, I ate lunch. Yes, I ate dinner. I honored my hunger cues again, but I wasn't super starving. And again, I think my body was just saying, look, we've had a lot of calories, a lot more than you're used to the past, you know, 24 hours. We don't need that many right now. Like we good to help you fuel, you know, whatever activities you're doing today, help you function, run smoothly, but like we don't need that much more. We're good. And it was just nice. Like it was in the past, I would have, you know, restricted the next morning and then potentially binged again that night, right? Just out of emotion or guilt or shame or whatever. So yeah, I just wanted to share that little win with you because it is possible. And I think the more we can tune into our bodies and just honor what they're asking for, like the more that things will start to normalize quicker. And something I heard recently, which was really interesting way of thinking about it, is you don't question your body when it tells you that you have to pee, right? Like if you have to pee, you're like, damn, I gotta find a bathroom ASAP. But when it comes to hunger, we're so quick to be like, you know, body, I don't know about that. I don't know if you're really hungry. I'm going to drink some water instead. And your body's like, the fuck, Allie, I'm asking for food. You're not going to feed me? But when I have to pee, I'm not like, I don't know about that, body. I'm going to drink some water instead. She'd be like, okay, you're going to pee your pants right here. So enjoy that warm, wet puddle right there. End of the day, body always wins, you know, just answer her, respect her, love her. We will all be better off for it. All right. And then last thing that I want to touch on around the holidays is normalize weight gain. Like say you do gain weight during the holiday season. It's okay. Like it's not the end of the world. I think it just goes to show how fat phobic our society is, that's like the scariest thing that can happen. And I'm not, you know, high and mighty, like holier than thou preaching about it, because I too feel the fat phobia and I too, you know, have been so terrified of weight gain for so long around the holidays, which I spoke about earlier in this episode. But yeah, like it's okay. Like we fluctuate, right? Like we, through different seasons and times of the year, you know, you're going to weigh more, you're going to weigh less, and it's okay. Like we shouldn't be these robots that stay the same all the time. That would be incredibly boring. So normalize holiday weight gain, you know? I think the holidays are really a nice time at the end of the year to kind of finally relax after this dumpster fire of a goddamn year. I mean, Jesus Christ, 2020 has tested each and every one of us in many ways. COVID tests, testing our patients. I mean, we all know what it's been like. But I think this end of the year should really be a time where we finally let ourselves relax, you know? Let yourself eat the things. Let yourself not move as much if that's what you want to do. If that's not what you want to do, don't do that. Like, it sounds so simple, but like really just do you, you know? I think that's like the main message and the main takeaway from this episode and all of my episodes really is just, you know, at the end of the day, whatever you want to do, do that, right? And that's why I've mentioned before, like I'm not anti-weight loss. If you want to take this holiday season and fucking, you know, get shredded and lose weight, wouldn't be my choice just because I enjoy eating all the holiday foods around this time. But if that's your prerogative, like, fucking go, you know, do it. That sounds great for you. I love that for you. For me, I don't. But for you, I do love it. So yes, normalize holiday weight gain. Again, if you see your friends after the holidays, you gain a couple pounds, I promise you, they probably don't notice. No one really cares about what's going on with you except for you. So remember that. Sorry, you know, we're not that special. I know. Hopefully this episode was helpful. I have to run. I have a call in 2 minutes. I can kind of get on a tangent with these episodes. I just love talking about this stuff. I'm so passionate about it. So hopefully this was helpful. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, again, email me, ali@queen.co, slide into my DMs at @avoqueen. And yeah, I just love hearing from you guys. Love the feedback. Any topic ideas you want me to touch on, you know, slide into the DMs. Don't forget to leave a review. We actually pick one winner every week to win some free granola butter. And I hope you have a beautiful holiday season and the topic and the spirit of this episode. All right, you guys, I will see you next time. Bye.